Still talking that black love garbage, yet he's still single. Shaking my head. As in the case of Reverend Bargain Bucket, a.k.a. Sean James, Dr. Umar Johnson just can't seem to help putting both feet in his mouth over and over again. Here he is once again speaking against interracial dating, despite the fact that he has yet to snag himself a black queenie. For the past 4 to 5 years, I have written a number of articles on this buffoon and his ridiculous and outdated ideologies concerning black men only dating and marrying within the race. Yet in 2021, the frying pan-African prince, Dr. Umar Black Love Johnson, is still single. What's up with that? Additionally, wasn't this clown supposed to manifest his Frederick Douglass Marcus Garvey Academy many years ago? To my knowledge, the school has yet to be open. What is taking this court jester stroke buck dancing minstrel so long to open up the education facility that he's been talking and bragging about for the longest? Wasn't this the same mullet head who back in 2015 got exposed for dicking down a woman who went by the name of the Conscious Stripper, aka Kim Ringgold? Please see the video below. This is one of the main reasons why I simply cannot take these pro-black, back-to-Africa, red, black and green, frying pan African, pyramid head pundits seriously. In terms of dating and the current in-the-sewer condition of the modern-day black female, these guys are so dumb that they've backed themselves into a dirty and musty corner from which it will be extremely difficult to escape from. Johnson is talking as if black women are constantly running him down to the point where he has to beat them off with a stick. Nope. On the contrary, like many of these pro-blackety black flunkies, I suspect most of the time Johnson is forced to beat his monkey to pawn, i.e. the black women he wishes would check for him in real life. A large percentage of his audience are black women, yet the guy is still struggling to land himself a decent black female. Make that make sense. Amazingly, even though a black witch blew his penis escapades with her wide open, and black women themselves have a notorious reputation of stabbing black men in the back, he still preaches that it is only cool for black men to settle with black women. Shaking my head. Notice how the crack-snorting shine bucket continues to repeat the same old talking points about white women only getting with black men for who they are, brackets, if those black men are famous, how dating out is destroying the black community, brackets, which 50 years ago was already placed deep into the sewer by black women themselves via opting for feminism as well as fatherless home welfare policies. Facts that have been established for years, despite what sexually suspect maggots such as the fake academic Aaron Fountain say to the contrary. And how the so-called snow bunny crisis is out of control, brackets, whatever that's supposed to mean. If black women as a collective were out here behaving like bottom grade sluts, whores, slappers, vagabonds, unbridled violent harriots and uncouth tramps, weren't out here trying their utmost to look like the white women they claim are supposed to be jealous of them, there wouldn't be such a mass exodus of black men seeking out better options elsewhere. As I've stated many times before, black men representing Generation Z as well as millennials will not be bullied and shamed into dating and marrying black women by elder Generation X out of touch think back to the old time Negroes, such as no school manifested yet Johnson. That is never going to happen. Finally, as for the weave-wearing black female at the end of the video who goes by the YouTube name of Tiffany, sorry, we've heard all that King I Love Black Men talk before. At the end of the day, actions speak much louder than words. As commented, James SYSBM has stated many times before, expect to see more I Love You Black Men, Dear Black Men videos as more black women crash headfirst into the extremely harsh realization that the very same black men they've been arrogantly scoffing at are those very same black men that they'll need during these approaching apocalyptic times. Popcorn and freshly squeezed juice at the ready. In the meantime, don't even bother listening to a weasel who has yet to deliver on his promises of an education facility that he stated is meant to be for young black boys. Dr. Umar Johnson, where's the damn school, bruh? Dude has been running this FDMG Academy racket for years, and people are still donating, actually believing that he'll manifest the school one day. LOL. SYSBM.